Buddy, and it's 6 p.m. Pacific, and it's the 15th of the month, so guess what time it is?
It is time for The Call, which is our podcast, which is part of the Robert Schuller Ministries, a church with no walls. We've been doing this almost 12 years now.
Can you believe
just
it?
Just The Call, not the ministry, but The Call.
Yeah, exactly.
And we've called it a couple different things. It's part of vital living. It's part of living a vitalistic life. And keeping yourself sharp and focused and hopefully having a, you know, just a wonderful day and appreciating all the goodness of God.
So we've been doing this, like Donna said, for many, many years. And one of the things we do is we gather together in prayer because we believe in the power of prayer, that prayer doesn't always change things for you, but it always changes you for things. And as a result of that, you're able to receive the Spirit of God in a way that transforms our minds and our hearts to be able to handle the gifts that God gives to us in unusual packages. And as a result of that, He doesn't necessarily change things for us because those things have been allowed, God has allowed those things to take place in our lives to do something with our souls and our minds and our relationship with Him. So with that, let us come before God in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You that You're a God who cares, You're a God who loves, You're a God who is in control. And so it's so easy for us to be confused in this difficult period that we find ourselves in and think that things are completely out of control, but yet we know that You have created everything there is, that with a word You created the heavens and the earth, with a word You created all vegetation on this plant, on this earth, that with a word You created everything with the exception of Your children. With us, You formed us with Your hands and You breathe a breath of life into us because You love us that much. And so we recognize You, O Lord, and for what You're doing in our lives this very moment. So bring healing where we need it, where we need the healing touch. Bring hope into our minds where we need an uplift. Give direction where there's confusion. Bring courage where there is fear. And may we always remember and always realize that with You, all things are possible. So we thank You, God, for what You're doing in this world this very moment. We love You and we praise Your name always and forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, gosh, let's see. We were on a 10-day journey down to the tip of Baja, California. And I keep forgetting where the camera is. You see me. I'm a little tired. I taught my Bible study today after getting home last night from 10 days on the road and, you know, down in Mexico and taking care of, you know, people we know down there and having some fun as well and relaxing and doing some writing and reading. And anyway, we came home last night and I taught a Bible study. And then I have my new little project here. I've got some linen clothes that arrived last night. I met some great ladies in Florida that sell some Italian linen. So I decided to buy a few wholesale pieces and start as part of my Bible study. I have my Bible study ladies coming over to buy their summer wardrobe. And
so they're not just coming over and buying a piece or two. They're coming over and hanging out for a couple
of
hours.
Well, we had, my friend
so
Julie was here
for
a couple
ministry.
Hours. Yeah, I had
Absolutely.
A great day. And we don't even do this until Saturday because, like I said, I came home to a huge box of clothes. He put together two rolling racks for me, which is nice. I'm not in the clothing business. But my friend Mary and I it started because I wanted a new pair of linen pants. So it's funny how God puts things on your heart just because you want something new. And I'm like, I don't want to pay that much for it. So I figured out how to get things at least the middleman. But I'm saying that because I've had a very busy day filled with ministry. So I was going to say he'll be talking more, but oops.
Do you know what? We are a team, and we've been a very strong team since the day we got married. And in fact, I think our team started before we got married. You helped me write my book, and we actually got a royalty check for that book today.
Oh my God. How to be an extraordinary person in an ordinary world. I helped him write his book when we were engaged. That book is still selling. It was like a royalty check for $267.
A whopping $267.
But 39 years later.
And that comes every two or three years. So
39 years later.
Exactly. So, I mean,
But we are a team. We're quite a team, and we tag team sometimes.
Absolutely.
You know? And life is good. And you know what? We're just doing what God calls us to do. Whatever He calls us to do, whatever is within the realm of what we do with ministry, then we always say yes. We always do it. We love reaching out to people. We have Sunday morning. For those of you who don't know, here it's local here in Newport Beach. We have a great small church that we started during COVID. Of all things, we started March of 2020 because we were traveling the world as international missionaries, pretty much, you know, representing Jesus in all the different nations and traveling with the Global Peace Foundation. We were doing that kind of a thing. And then we know what happened with COVID. So we decided we needed to have a place for people in our lives to worship. So we started a church, an outdoor parking lot. And from there, we flattened the curve, not so fast. And we tried. And so 3.5 years later, almost 3 months, three months later, we're still going. And we have a great small group of people. And it's like another family. We meet together for dinners once a month. And it's really great. So if you're ever in Southern California, specifically Orange County, but Southern California, Sunday traffic isn't bad. Come to Newport Beach, 10 a.m. Look up Robert Schuller Ministries, and you can come.
Of course, we're on 8 a.m. Pacific time.
Every Sunday.
Every Sunday morning on all of your social platforms, as well as on our website at drschuller.org. So go to our website, drschuller.org, 8 o'clock Sunday morning. You can watch us there. And again, all our social platforms. And if you don't know what those are, you can go to our website again, and there's links to those.
And I have to say something about drschuller.org, because I noticed the closed captioning spells it out.
Good.
No, it's not good. Because Dr. Schuller is D, you know, a website is your first and last name squished together, first of all. So it's Dr. Schuller, DrSchuller. .org. They have it written out, doctor, DOCTOR
I see what you're saying.
Closed captioning that we have on a couple of the social platforms, that we like to do closed captioning because there's people that listen to us that can't hear us, and that's how they participate in our services.
So I don't know how to correct that.
There is no way to correct it except to say that you spell it DrSchuller.org. Yeah. That's our website. Or if that's confusing, go to robertschullerministries.org. It takes you to the same place.
Yep. They should exactly.
A lot of stuff on there. And while you're there, we'd love it if you would decide to give a gift to this ministry. And there's people that listen that do support our ministry. We couldn't do what we do without you.
Absolutely.
Absolutely could not do it. And so we're very grateful to the people that have supported us year after year through ups and downs in our ministry and our lives. And, you know, people are good. People are loyal. People are faithful. And God rewards people for the faithfulness. He just always has. He always will. He's a good, loving, kind God. And He wants the best for you. And so anyway, if you feel like you want to support, if you feel called to support this church, this ministry, you can support us by going on that website. Again, you can go to robertschullerministries.org, and there's a little button that says, I'd like to give. And if you would prefer a different way, if you'd like to mail in a check or write to us, for that matter, longhand write to us, our address is 26 Canyon Island Drive. Tell them the rest.
Newport Beach, California, 92660. It's out the bottom of our webpage.
Yeah, bottom of the page.
So, yeah, exactly. So one of the things I've been doing this month, because it's been happening this entire month, is looking at words. How important is language in the United States of America today? And there is a move to change definitions, which will completely alter society as we know it in every possible way. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, things that have been laws for many decades are being thrown out. And one of the biggest victims to this is women and families.
Yes.
And so the language that they're changing is the word woman. What is a woman? We had a Supreme Court justice who was asked that question when she was being confirmed, and she couldn't answer the question, what is a woman? And yet she claimed and says she's the first Black woman Supreme Court justice. And yet she can't answer what a woman is. And why is that? Because they're changing the definition of a woman. And how is that impacting our society and our culture today? With this being Pride Month, it's coming full swing and it is being thrown in our face everywhere we turn, so that the truth of God is being trampled, and our rights as men or as women and as families is being threatened. And what we're seeing is this, again, having tremendous impact in many ways in society. The most obvious one in the last year has been Title IX. You know what Title IX is, Donna?
Yeah, Title IX was the establishment of women's sports, competitive sports. I was actually in high school still when Title IX was signed, making women's sports fully sanctioned for women. And there's a lot to that Title IX. I don't know all the details, but I know that it's been just smashed. And I don't know where all the women are that helped pass this. I don't know where the women attorneys are that have supported women
for decades, right?
They're crickets, nothing. They don't say one thing about it. And now suddenly men are beating women in women's sports because they say they're a woman.
So the current administration is saying that you cannot not recognize a man who identifies as a woman. So a man who identifies as a woman today in our culture is a woman, and therefore that completely annihilates Title IX.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Title IX. Let's take it another step further. And that is prisons.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, prisons. And it's taking place in Canada, New Zealand, in the United States. California is one of the leading states in this direction.
Yeah, we're leading the charge.
Male prisoner who identifies as a woman is now placed in the women's prisons. And as a result of
that, convenient.
Women are becoming pregnant. They're passing out condoms in a women's prison. And the ramifications are devastating. Women who have been men who have who are female predators,
mm-hmm,
are entering these prisons and raping women in prison, and this is going on. We're seeing it in our school systems. So here's how our current administration is doing it in our school systems.
In California, yeah,
but even across, yeah, the nation.
Yes.
If we don't recognize, if a school does not recognize a child and doesn't support a child's transition, and if a school participates in any kind of hindrance of that, the federal government is withholding funds for their lunch programs,
yeah,
because there's been lunch programs. Mm. So this definition of a male and a female is something that has been going on now for quite some time.
The redefinition.
Yeah. And yet the Bible is very succinct. It is very clear. God's truth for today is God made man male and female, period. That's what a woman is born with female genitalia. A man is born with male genitalia. And
well, more than that, I mean, yes, but more than that.
And if you wake up some morning, you think you're a woman, mm-hmm. But you have male genitalia, that's like waking up in the morning and saying, actually,
I'm a cat.
And so therefore.
Well, I have something to add to that. And that is that, you know, 100 years from now, 1,000 years from now, or looking back in history, when you dig up bones of people that have passed on, that have died, they can tell from the DNA, is this a man or this a woman? So it doesn't
from
matter.
From the bones. Not it's just the DNA.
Yeah, it's from the bones.
From the bones.
They can tell if it's a man or a woman. So it doesn't matter what you say you are. God made you what you are. And when they dig up your bones, even if you said you're a cat, they'll say, oh, this is human bones. This is a man. This is a woman. And again, it's what God has taught us. It's what we believe. It's what the Bible teaches. And people need to start speaking up to this. More churches, more Christian pastors and leaders have to start speaking up to this and saying, this is wrong. This is very wrong.
So it is attack on all of our society in the United States, and this attack is being led by people who really don't care about men and women, don't care about families. They have an agenda, mm-hmm. and the agenda is to create discourse, is to create anarchy, is to create problems, and to tear down the family and the family structure, and it's going on as we speak. And it'd be real easy for us as Christians and in society to get really discouraged because we see this going on, and we see it coming from the very top in the White House itself, raising a pride flag and pushing aside the flag of the United States of America, which to me doesn't make any sense at all. Our men and women in uniform didn't die for the pride flag. They died for the American flag and for the flag of the United States of America. And to create this much emphasis under this umbrella makes no sense to me whatsoever. And so it's, again, it could be really easy to get discouraged until I come to the realization and the understanding that God allows certain things to happen for a certain reason. And what's happening is that our Father God, the creator of heaven and earth, the creator of everything there is far more wise than you or me or anybody on planet Earth. And as a result of that, he knows exactly what he's doing. And he is in process of doing something beautiful to create peace and harmony and love. Our focus must be on him and realize, and faith must be on him. And as we put our faith and our trust in him, he will take negative and turn it into good.
You know, I have to say too, on Sunday mornings, Robert does an excellent job of preaching and teaching and tying all of these things into biblical principles. This is the call, so we don't necessarily have a Christian message always.
But we don't have a sermon.
We don't have a sermon, but, you know, and I think I have to point out too that, you know, I read this recently posted by another pastor, and that is that, you know, sometimes people can think that Christians don't like people. They don't like, let's say, this whole big LGBTQ movement. We don't like those people. It has nothing to do with that. You can still you can disagree with something and not like what they're doing and think what they're doing is an abomination, but it doesn't mean that you don't like the person or love the person in a Christian way. It's just that we have to call it out when it's anti-Bible, anti-God. So there's a big difference between, it's sort of like you've always said that you can, what is it? You love the sinner, but you hate sin. You hate the sin.
Well,
and that goes
here's one of the biggest problems I have with Pride Month and specifically the LGBTQ movement. It's so bigoted, it's off the charts.
Yeah.
Every single sexual preference is accepted,
mm-hmm.
except one. Now, when you
heterosexual.
Have 8-10 different sexual desires or preferences, and they're all accepted with the exception of one, I would say that's extremely prejudiced, bigoted, and it's bigoted and prejudiced against straight people. And straight people are those that create the future. We are the only ones who can have children. A straight sexual relationship is what creates babies. And as a result of that, that's why I know that God's going to do something beautiful. Here I am talking about a subject I never dreamt in a million years I'd be talking about.
Right.
Never dreamt I'd be talking
about.
It's
not fun to talk about this.
No,
this isn't great. It doesn't make me feel good. It doesn't make you feel good. It doesn't make us feel happy or satisfied when we see what's going on, not for our sake, but for the sake of our grandchildren and our future grandchildren and great grandchildren and generations to come, that they're trying to get rid of God. This can't happen. This cannot happen, and I don't believe God will let it happen.
He won't.
No.
And the other thing I was about mm-hmm. to say is that I was raised with the understanding that that our sexual behavior stays in the bedroom and behind closed doors, and it doesn't, and we don't talk about it, especially with our children. And yet it's a requirement in the state of California that we instruct our children that way.
Yeah.
So the
whole world, we're just upside down in so many ways, right? I mean,
yeah. So I want to thank Ron DeSantis mm-hmm. for his stance mm-hmm. in Florida.
Yeah.
And
he's a great governor. He's doing an outstanding job. He's not afraid. Talk about a fearless guy.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's what it requires us. What's required of us is to live in faith and to be fearless. And if I'm going to talk about fearlessness, I have to mention Donna's book, Fearless Women.
I've got a copy over here. What happened to it? You have a picture of it there.
Yeah, I do have a picture of it here. Let's see.
I have the book.
There it is. There's the picture.
I don't see it.
So, oh, there it is, right up there. In the
good.
Corner.
Teeny tiny.
That's yeah,
good.
Well, I mean, I can make it big. How's that? Oh, there, Fearless Women.
He's getting real fancy here with
oh,
this.
Oh, yeah.
That's my book. So, that's my niece on the front. She's a fearless woman.
So it requires faith to get rid of our fear, which then transforms our negative emotions into positive realities. And that's Donna's book. It's available on Amazon. You can go to Amazon and buy that book. And all of the proceeds goes to our ministry and supports our ministries.
Absolutely.
And so you can go to Amazon.com, buy the book.
Or you can just go on your any search bar on your computer, the thing you use to search anything, and just put in Donna Shuler, Fearless Women, and it will pop up. So
fearlessness is something that is important for all of us. And,
mm-hmm.
and that book has 40 fabulous stories that have different topics. And the number 40 is important because it's a biblical number. It's a number of completeness, a number of purification. Jesus was in the wilderness for 40 days being tempted. The Noah was on the ark for 40 days and 40 nights. Mm-hmm. It rained for 40 days and 40 nights. The people of Israel were in the wilderness for 40 years. The number 40 is, it deals with purification. And so if you're if you have any fear or lack of courage, what you need to do is purify yourself from those negative emotions. And it takes about 40 days. And that's why Donna has 40 stories. You read one a day, and there's a reflection part at the end. And you can read that. You can reflect upon that. Buy one for your children. Get it for your nieces and your nephews.
Not your nephews. It's for girls.
Yeah, this is true. For your nieces.
This is a girl's book.
Sorry about that.
Sorry, men can be fearless too, but this one is written by a woman for women.
Yep.
So, but anyway, it's a great book. And I actually have a couple chapters.
And we know what the definition of a woman is.
Yes, absolutely.
So we want to encourage you to do that.
We love y'all.
What were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, there's a couple of, I have the book right in front of me, but there's a couple chapters that deal with, you know, fearless women, encourage the people, even if they can't convince them. So it's all about, you know, letting your, back to what we were saying earlier, that you need to stand up and let people know how you feel about certain issues. Don't be shy about it, because you just might change somebody's mind. Most people are not well-schooled. They're not well-versed. They don't do research. They don't really know what's going on. And so I would say they're not naive. They're not ignorant. They're just not well-informed. And so it doesn't matter to them. But I got to tell you, we need to start standing up and speaking up. And if you reach somebody who's kind of on the fence about an issue, and you speak intelligently about it from a Christian perspective, and you're kind and loving in your approach, like Jesus would be, you just might change somebody's mind. You know, you might just convince them that, oh yeah, wow, okay. Whether it's voting for somebody that sticks up for family values, or, you know, most people just don't know. That's my point. People aren't all that smart. So
here's an interesting question we had from somebody. It says, what are your thoughts about the Southern Baptist Convention expelling churches with female pastors? So the first thing, my first thought is, well, at least they know what a woman is.
Well, that's a so positive.
That's a step in the right direction. Yeah. But at least they know what a woman is. You laugh at that.
No, I'm laughing.
But how many churches in the United States today won't define that?
Too many.
And won't even recognize what a woman or a man is.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing to say.
I know how I feel about it. I'm sitting here as a woman.
Because you're a pastor, and you pastor this church.
Yeah, and Robert and I said we're partners in ministry, and women and men have different perspectives, and we have, you know, God made us differently, and I look at things a little different than Robert does. We're very effective together, and I think it's really important that women are allowed to be in the pulpit. They're allowed to travel the globe as foreign missionaries and put their children. They're allowed. Put their children's lives at risk with some of these missionary places they go to because they feel called to go. They are allowed to have their babies out in the middle of nowhere. They're allowed to live in remote villages and invite people into their sometimes very rudimentary homes to preach the word of the Lord to people all over the globe. But for some reason, once you stand in this edifice that we call a church building, they're not allowed to do that. It's absolute, it's ridiculousness. It's absurdity. I mean, the women are very effective. Women in general, not, this is a general thing, but most of the times women are a little more sensitive to, because a lot of us are mothers, God made us this way. We have this instinct and a intuition that not that not that men don't have that. Men are, you know, I got to be careful here what I say.
Well, I think most women are more intuitive than most men.
Yes, but we need to work together.
As a general.
Yeah. And God uses all of us. Look at the women of the Bible. You can talk to that. You've been doing series on those things.
I've talked about that often. Yeah.
Who found Jesus? I mean,
on Easter morning, it was the women.
The women who went and told everybody.
And then came back and told the apostles.
Yeah.
Who then went and discovered
Jesus. Yeah, the women were the brave ones. And they went and told them. The apostles were like, I'm not sure. I don't know. We're busy. We're going to go fish. Whatever.
And the disciples. Yeah. So it's a...
Very good question.
It is an outstanding question. And so I was raised in a denomination where women, when I was a young man, were not allowed to be ordained. And then when I was like, I would say in my high school years, they started ordaining women. And
that was a while ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not uncommon for pastors to have, for the senior pastor today, to have an occupation as one member of the family is the pastor of the church, while the other person still maintains their occupation in some completely different field. And I think more pastors are that way than not. However, I'm a strong proponent in teamwork. I think it's much better for the couples, for their marriage, if they're working together and they're working together in the church. I think it's much better for the church because the church basically gets two pastors, not one.
Right.
I think
a two for one.
it's a two for one, but that doesn't matter. You support because you support the pastor and their family. And I think that's what a church needs to do, is support the family. And talking about supporting a family, one of the reasons churches collect an offering is to support the pastor, the family, pay for the buildings, the other materials, and the like. But that's not the main reason why a church collects an offering, even though that's what everybody thinks. That's not the main reason. We collect an offering here. And in fact, if you want to go to our website, drschuler.org, you can click the button I'd like to give. drschuller.org. O-R-G.
No, it's just that again? Closed captioning. Changes it and spells it out longhand.
Oh, that's how we can.
That's why. And I'm thinking if I correct it, you know, by just saying it.
That would definitely correct it.
Right. So anyway, go ahead.
So I was just going to say you can do that because we collect an offering. And yes, it supports us. It supports our work and it supports our effort. But that's not the main reason. The main reason you need to give is because when you give, you get blessed because God has encouraged us to do this.
Absolutely.
And as a result of that, you get blessed more than we do often. At the same time, and it's expression of worship, and it's an expression of your faith in God and all he does for you. So I want to encourage you to do that and support this ministry if you find that this is where you get your spiritual enrichment and your spiritual growth. If you participate in some of these different things, please support this ministry and know that God will bless you for what you're able to give. So anyway, here we are. We've been talking about all kinds of things and we have another
tied in.
Yeah. We have another person here is watching from Pakistan.
Yay.
So we literally do reach the world with the good news of Jesus Christ.
Welcome, Wahid.
And,
welcome.
So we want you to know that here in the United States, we are being challenged. God is putting us to a test. We don't really understand what the test is, but he's definitely testing us. He's testing our nation. He's putting us through this strange, weird, ridiculous stuff, because you can ask anybody in the world who hasn't been influenced by this by this woke understanding what a woman is, and they will laugh at you. Of course I know what a woman is. I have to tell you what a woman is. They literally will laugh at you. So today here we are, and we come together as God's people, men and women, in support of families that are raising their children in a very difficult time. Mm-hmm. And I just want to encourage you to keep our nation in prayer, that as we pray for our nation, as we pray for people who continue to put their lives on the line for our nation, that our nation will continue to be founded one nation under God. And as a result of that, we will be able to exercise our God-given rights, our human rights as individuals and people.
Yeah. So we've been on for a while now. Should we pray? Close.
You haven't had a chance to pray.
Well, I talked enough and I said I wasn't going to. I'm exhausted, I gotta tell you.
You know, why don't we have a closing prayer, and we'll just continue to pray for our nation. Have a prayer, then I'll give it them.
Sure. Excuse me. Heavenly Father, we so grateful to you. We just sometimes we're confused about things that happen in our lives, in our communities, in our states, in our nations, in the world. It's confusing. We question it. And we're brought back to you, into your word, into your understanding, and your enlightenment of us, because you live in us, Lord Jesus, once we say yes to you. We thank you that you've got it all figured out, even when we don't. And we don't have a lot figured out right now, but you do, and help us remember that. And thank you for encouraging us. Thank you for having us focus on everything we do have, and not so much on what's going on and what we don't have. Even if it's peace, even if it's lack of chaos in the world, Lord, we have so many beautiful things to be thankful of, Lord. And we love you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. And amen. So if it's the 15th of the month, 6 p.m. Pacific time,
it is time for the call. Please join us again. And this is our podcast. So if you missed anything, we will post this. You can Google Robert Schuller Ministries podcast.
Or you can just ask Siri for the podcast.
Anymore. Yeah, we're on all kinds of platforms there. But we love y'all. We love doing this. We love talking with you. And we haven't had a guest in a while. It's because we've been doing so much traveling, but we need to have a guest back. We've got some great guests that we've interviewed over the last almost 12 years. And you can go to the podcast. You can look at some of our past episodes. We try to keep it around 45 minutes, something like that. And anyway, tune in either Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific time, or on the 15th of every month at 6 p.m. Pacific time for the call. And anyway,
we will see you next month. And again, you can tune in on Sunday mornings also.
Yes.
Have a great day, a great week, great month. And we'll be back next month.
And God loves you. And so do we.
That's God's truth for today.
Yep.
He created us man and female, and he loves us.
Male and female, man and woman.
Man and woman, male and female.
All that. You know it. Yep. You heard it.
God loves you, and so do we.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.